Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Jeff, I do want to go back quickly before we, I think we're going to do an NFL rapid fire here in a second, but let's start that off with that conversation that we had with Orlando Ledbetter there. Just real quick, what were your thoughts? I mean, he made me feel like Kirk Cousins could really be a possibility here next year.
He also made me think, I sure hope he was hurt late in the season. Otherwise, he can't play anymore. He said he thought he was hurt.
Yeah, I think so too.
The first 9 games, Kirk Cousins was pretty darn good, and the Falcons were 6-3, and he was 17 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. In his last 5 games, 1 touchdown, 9 interceptions, concern. So I would think Kirk Cousins would be just fine here if they think he can play and they bring in a young guy. And whether that be in the draft or whether that be a young guy they think they can work on a little bit, and I keep throwing out some of the young guys who haven't really made it in the NFL yet, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, you know, put those guys together with Kirk Cousins and see what you get. Cousins could play another 2 or 3 years.
I think the Browns could have the opportunity for another Flacco year if they decide they're going to draft a young quarterback. And Cousins is good with that, unlike what happened in Atlanta.
They would have to say, hey, look, we are going to bring in a young guy and we are going to try and groom him to be the guy. But if you're playing well, we're not taking you out. Mm-hmm. Well, he wasn't playing well in Atlanta. That's why they took him out.
All right, let's do this.
And they drafted Penix for a reason.
Jeff, there are plenty of things going on in the NFL, especially this weekend as the playoffs roll on. You've got 4 games, Saturday and Sunday. This, my friends, is NFL Rapid Fire with Dan Menigan.
All right, gentlemen, do we want to begin annoyed or do we want to end annoyed?
Why? I don't know. What if we already are?
We have that phone call about an hour and a half ago?
All right, then let's continue being annoyed. Okay, at least I'm annoyed by this. I shouldn't project onto you two. You are your own people.
Huh.
Roger Goodell said that there are 18 games on the horizon.
Yeah.
That he wants 18 games to happen.
18-game season, you mean?
Uh-huh. 18-game season. Guys, I just...
We're not surprised by that, are we?
We're not surprised, but I'm annoyed.
You shouldn't be.
Sell me.
If 18 games comes with other changes, elimination of the preseason, which no one likes...
Mm-hmm.
I would say start the season earlier.
1 week?
Yeah, start it the first week of September. Don't wait until, a week or so in. Get it started.
Well, it's after Labor Day. Isn't that what the whole deal is? It's the week after Labor Day.
I would start it before that.
Start it Labor Day weekend?
You could even start it the last week of August.
Okay.
You know, you start it earlier because, I mean, who wants to be playing outdoors in February? Really, who does? Nobody does.
Jeff, Browns fans do because they don't want a dome.
And... Expand game day rosters and expand overall rosters. Okay. All right, let's go. Because you'd get rid of some practice time probably, and you get rid of those preseason games, and you expand rosters and create more jobs. So the guys who are actually playing defense maybe don't have to play special teams. You know what I mean? Guys,
yeah, I agree with
everything you're saying. Wide receivers don't have to go cover kicks.
Did you have a second bye week in there?
No, I didn't.
I do.
But you throw
I have another bye week.
But if you're going to do that, then start the season in late August.
Well, okay. And Goodell told Bloomberg that he wanted to shorten the preseason as a part of it. The problem that I have with this is the fact that we're currently in a situation where, we have 15 good quarterbacks. 20 good quarterbacks.
Well, that's an issue, yes.
And we all know how much quarterback play dominates the NFL, and we've been in this position where we're now running into more and more weak 15, 16, 17 of Skylar Thompson going up against Josh Johnson.
By the way, he just got signed by Pittsburgh.
Exactly. Buckle in. Come on, kids. Come on down to the old ball yard to watch Gardner Minshew go up against Will Levis.
Then maybe either you need to figure out how to coach him up because, I mean, it's a big country. How can you find only 15 guys who can really play the position well?
I don't know, Jeff. We've had this conversation for 70 years.
Yeah, I know. I know. I still don't get it.
I don't either. One last point on this.
How can you find 10 guys who can punt?
Super Bowl needs
a big country.
Super Bowl needs to be President's Day weekend. Right?
See, I've always been behind that idea.
Yeah, I think
I like that idea.
That's a slam dunk.
Yeah, except how
it's
long?
It's another week. That's all.
Yeah, I know. But how deep into winter do we want to take the football season?
You're not playing outside for the Super Bowl.
Well, not the Super Bowl, but conference championship games.
It's 7 days we're talking about. That's it.
I would prefer to move the season up a little bit and start it in August rather than because I like football being played, you know, on clean surface. Let's see great athletes do their thing without being affected by, you know, 20 degrees and a blizzard.
But if there's a dome, you won't have to be affected by that.
Well, not everybody has one, including Cleveland.
How about anyone that plays south of Columbus? They're probably in decent shape for their weather. It would be better than
well,
here.
Well, then all the northern teams should stink. Dude, it'll be okay.
You'd say that, but boy, we
most years. Yeah. Most years. You know I'm right.
No, I feel it. Yeah. I'm not being mean when I say that. That wasn't meant to be rude or anything like that. It was just more like, boy, oh boy, we thought that was written in stone, and it definitely has no longer been carved into the tablets.
I mean, let's think about it. I mean, Detroit has a dome, right?
Yep.
So that's not a problem. Minnesota has a dome.
Yep.
I don't know what they're doing with this new Buffalo Stadium, how it's going to have giant heaters or whatever
outdoor.
The deal is. Right, I know, but I'm saying.
Yeah, so really, they're going to do the soccer thing that you see all over the place, which is they're going to have the, if you want a good one, lower.com. I think it's lower.com, that field down in the Columbus Crew Stadium, new Crew Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
The way that they have it, the roof, is that the field itself is open, but everybody is over cover, and it actually kind of holds the heat in nicely,
supposed
and it's warmer
to,
than you think in there.
Yeah,
yeah.
Supposed to.
So I think Buffalo is going to have that same general idea.
That's the concept anyway.
Yeah. All right. Ed Werder up there on the artist formerly known as Twitter.
Mm-hmm. And now with WFAA in Dallas.
Hmm. That's right, he is.
Mm-hmm.
Regarding Deion Sanders, I'm being told that he would almost certainly accept if Jerry Jones offers to make him the next Cowboys head coach, that those around him are encouraging him to pursue it, and that Jones is enamored with the idea.
You bet he is. You bet he is.
Are we getting Coach Prime and the NFL?
Money. That's all this is. How much money?
What is Jerry Jones, Andy?
The general manager and owner?
So, in other words, a businessman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What would make you front and center once again in the National Football League when it comes to not necessarily wins, but by golly, attracting the most attention?
Oh, Deion Sanders.
Bingo.
And his son.
Bingo. And guess what? They could get them both. Sure, we'll take Deshaun Watson and the second pick. Here's Dak.
You wouldn't want to do that as the Browns either.
I didn't say you would, but I'm just throwing things out there.
But the Dak part of it, Robert Mays made a really good argument of how you could move on and get Dak somewhere and make it all work. So one of those, I heard that, and I was like, ooh, okay.
Dak's pretty good, but I don't think he's worth what he's getting paid.
You could talk me into Dak.
But that's okay. That's just what it costs to get a quarterback these days.
Costs being the boss.
Yep.
All right, just because we're obligated to play it. And, of course, on loan from the Jeff Thomas Collection.
I don't have time to have a bad time. It isn't on my schedule.
That's just beautiful.
It's not on my schedule.
You know, that guy, I've never met him. I've never dealt with him. I love him and hate him all at the same time. I think he's great.
He's fun. He's entertaining. There's no question about
question.
That.
Bordering on obnoxious.
Absolutely. That's one of the beauties of him.
And we can say that about a lot of entertainers. That's kind of the way it all goes. All right, let's look at the actual football being played on the field. We'll start with the early game tomorrow, 4:30 p.m. The Houston Texans will take on the Kansas City Chiefs. The starters have not touched the field in 21 days.
Christmas, right?
Woo! Andy, we worried about rust at all when it comes to the Kansas City Chiefs, or is it just let the machine go?
Let the machine go. I'm not worried about rust. Not in this scenario. This is the NFL. These guys have played tons of games. They're looking for a three-peat. Like, I keep hearing, to me, if we're sitting here arguing rest or rust for Kansas City,
rust every day of the week, right, Andy?
I take the rust. Yeah, they'll shake it off in the first quarter. I'm not worried.
They won't
about
be
it.
Rusty.
What do you think, Jeff?
They'll be fine.
I say Chiefs by 2 touchdowns.
I think the Chiefs win. I think the Chiefs win.
At least by 10.
I'm not going to throw points on it. I'll pick the Chiefs.
I'm interested to see what a sputtering Chiefs offense looks like going up against a really good Texans defense. The problem is that the Texans offense is also sputtered.
What I'm really curious to see is what the Chiefs do in the offseason. You know, Rashee Rice is coming back. They've got Xavier Worthy. But I wonder if they go out and try and get somebody else at wide receiver. I mean, you got DeAndre Hopkins and Juju trying to milk everything you can out of those guys.
We're not even at the Super Bowl.
I know.
We're still playing.
I love watching teams try and build. Honestly, it's either my weakness or it's my love.
It's
I'm
a
not
blessing
sure
or
which.
A curse. Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, the second game tomorrow, the Washington Commanders, which I still can't believe that I'm saying this. I still can't believe I'm saying Washington Commanders in the divisional round. But
Dan Quinn, baby.
They earned it. They
Dan
earned
Quinn.
It. Heading to Detroit to go up against the fighting Dan Campbells. Getting a little healthier along the way as well. Jeff, Washington, shot in this game? You feel good about it? Like, if you're a Commanders fan, are you walking in going like, okay, I feel pretty good about this one? Or are you like, man, I'm just happy to be here and whatever happens, happens.
All right, I'll give you the key to the game. Absolute key to the game. Whichever team plays better fourth down defense wins the game. Because the two guys in the NFL who like to go for it on fourth down more than anybody else are named Dan, and they're coaching in this game.
True.
So whichever team can keep the other team from converting on fourth down, I'll bet they win.
Tomorrow could be blowout Saturday in the NFL. Kansas City could blow out Houston, and Detroit could blow out Washington. Sorry, boys. I don't know that that's... I think Washington played a little bit closer, but it could be blowout Saturday.
Detroit's defense is so beat up, Andy. I don't know that Washington gets blown out.
We'll see. We'll talk about this on Tuesday.
Oh, it'll be a good time.
Dan and I will talk about it on Monday.
You can knock yourself out. If it's two blowouts, if both teams win by more than 21, I'll call in on Monday.
Oh, good. That'll be great.
And then you'll say to me, why are you calling in on your day off?
Yeah.
And I'll be like, because I said something on Friday that I want to back up. Now watch, both teams will lose, and I'll be... You won't hear
from and we'll call
I,
you.
I won't come until Wednesday, then.
All right, going on to Sunday. The early game, 3 o'clock is your Sunday early game. Rams at Philadelphia going up against the Eagles. Boys, to me, the Eagles seem like the team that's going to be representing the NFC. You agree with that statement, or would you prefer somebody else of the other four that are left between the Rams, Eagles, Commanders, Lions?
I want the Lions.
Well, it's not who we want.
I know.
I want Dan Campbell
I think it'll be the Lions, but I don't know. I would not dismiss the Rams in this game.
This could be a fourth quarter game.
Matthew Stafford's a good quarterback still. Cooper Kupp hasn't done much lately. He might. And Sean McVay's one heck of a coach.
I think Philadelphia wins. It's going to be close. Comes down to the fourth quarter. I'll leave it at that.
I'm team grape football. That's where I am in this holding. But I think I said in the beginning, I thought the Eagles were the team that looked like they were destined for the Super Bowl. I stand behind that one.
Okay.
All right. The biggie.
Boy, that NFC championship would be good then. Detroit, Philly. You know what you think?
It'd be a ball. Yeah. I'm excited. All right. The big
this
one.
This is the best game weekend.
Better Sunday, 6:30. Ravens, Bills. In Buffalo. Oh, it's this. This one's going to be the sit down, get your popcorn, get yourself comfortable, and let's have ourselves an afternoon. How are we feeling on this one? How are we feeling on this?
Are they the two best quarterbacks in the NFL? Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, right now.
Patrick Mahomes guy would like to have a conversation with
See,
you.
Yeah, I know. But the Chiefs offense hasn't been the Chiefs offense this year. And is that a reflection on Mahomes? Not completely. Maybe a little? I don't know. That's going to be one heck of a game. If I had to pick a winner in that game, Andy, going Baltimore.
Does it matter?
I hate to say that.
Does it matter that their offense doesn't look... They're what, 15-2, right? 15-2.
I was talking Baltimore and Buffalo.
I know, but you're saying that about Kansas City. I'm like, does it matter?
No, I wasn't saying it about Kansas City. I was saying it about Mahomes. And I think Mahomes is phenomenal. But I think Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson are the two best quarterbacks in the NFL right now.
It makes it the must-see game. I like Buffalo because they're at home. Only because they're at home. Mm-hmm. It's the only reason why.
To me, that's a pick 'em game. You could make a great case for Buffalo. You could make a great case for Baltimore. I'm really looking forward to watching that game.
Hopefully Buffalo's defense is healthy for this one. It would make things a lot more fun if it is.
All right, when I come back, I still want to talk about the NFL for a second. And the whole Tom Brady, like, is this controversy or what? Is there some kind of ethical line between being an owner and calling games in the booth and the whole Brady, I'm trying to think of a good word.
Saga.
Saga? All right.
Go with that.
Saga sounds good. Let's talk about Tom Brady when we come back. Tim May coming up at 1 o'clock, Baskin and Phelps.